Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that football shoulder pads create a barrier for a rescuer who has to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation on an athlete who is suffering from sudden cardiac arrest. Performing chest compressions under the shoulder pads, which increases compression depth, may be more effective in saving a victim's life. Performing sufficient cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, on an athlete who is suffering from sudden cardiac arrest could prove to be life-saving. Along with adequacy, the time it takes to initiate CPR is also vital in emergency care of a sudden cardiac arrest and incident. American football and other collision sports present an obstacle for emergency rescuers in the form of a protective shoulder pads that cover the chest of an athlete. Therefore, the authors of this study evaluated CPR adequacy during a simulated cardiac arrest of an equipped player and to test if CPR implemented over protective football equipment would impede effectiveness, which could decrease the chance of survival for a victim suffering from sudden cardiac arrest. 30 CPR-certified athletic trainers and 6 CPR-certified emergency department technicians followed the American Heart Association CPR guidelines for chest compressions to perform 3 2-minute cycles of chest compression-only CPR, alternating between over the protective shoulder pads or under the equipment on a mannequin simulator. The authors found that chest compression depth performed over shoulder pads was less than under shoulder pads. Chest wall recoil and compression rate were not different under the two different conditions. Although CPR compression depth in both groups was shallower than the recommended American Heart Association guideline of 51 millimeters, it was evident that executing chest compressions under shoulder pads is more efficient by up to 15%. It's unclear if the difference between strategies is clinically relevant, but it could prove to be inadequate for maintaining circulation of blood to and from the heart. In an emergency situation, such as a sudden cardiac arrest, it is vital to the patient's life to take the best course of action that adeptly utilizes both time and quality of care. Although this study presents that the removal of the shoulder pads is needed to get close to the recommendations of the American Heart Association for chest compression depth, removal of the shoulder pads could cost valuable time that could decrease the rate of survival. It is presently unknown whether time to initiation of CPR or chest compression quality is more valued in an emergency situation. However, it should be noted that another benefit of removing the shoulder pads for CPR is that it exposes the chest of the athlete for a defibrillator when emergency responders arrive on the scene. Although the timing of CPR is imperative, it is evident that it may be more essential to remove the shoulder pads of a sudden cardiac arrest victim for high-quality chest compressions and pre-exposure of the chest for future defibrillation. This past week, we also had 4 other posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. The first post described a study that found that increased training time in sports that require a forward lean posture can predispose young athletes to low back pain. The second post reported on a study that found that among athletes with an invalid computerized neurocognitive test at baseline, 87% received valid scores on reassessment, which suggests reassessment can be used to gain a valid baseline score. The third post described a study that found that both cognitive and somatic relaxation strategies can reduce perceived stress and physiologic markers of stress. And the final post reported on a study that found that high school football coaches are confident in their ability to handle exertional heat stroke, but their knowledge is limited in this area. the coaches value and understand the role of athletic trainers. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a news article about a study that found running does not lead to osteoarthritis and may protect people from developing knee osteoarthritis. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.